Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Breathe it in, everybody. Draw that in. Take a deep breath. What is that I smell? Victory! It's a Victory Wednesday here on the Junks. Good morning to all. We are the Junkies, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
We've got three Caps jerseys.
Yes, we do.
Being worn. I don't know about JP. He's not here yet.
And an empty chair.
Empty chair, JP. I don't know if he's going to have his on, but
maybe he was just caught up in the Caps making the playoffs sellies celebration.
Yeah, maybe he went out to a bar or something after the win.
Maybe
yeah.
He had a few too many drinks during the game. Like I guess now I have to continue adding a drink to my nightly regimen of
Hold on. You realize
it's a superstition now.
You realize that's going to continue throughout the entire.
I guess it has to.
What did you do though? I thought you just did kind of the same thing.
I added a Scotty's vodka cocktail
into the two beer mix. You did. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I did that again last night. Caps win. Caps get into the playoffs. Highly unlikely that the Caps would make the playoffs.
Incredible.
I mean, we were looking at their percentages just a month and a half ago, and their percentages
6%.
Were like 6%.
Yeah. Then it went 6% up to then it went up to 72%. Maybe that was the highest.
Right.
Then it dipped back down to the 40s.
Mm-hmm. Now, I will never mention that site's name again because I got into a weird dust-up with the guy who runs the site last night.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Why? He
was because it was weird. So the Caps win. So I go to the site that I'll never name again on air. And I screenshotted because they hadn't updated the Caps playoff percentages after the win.
Uh-huh.
So I screenshotted it was 42%. And then I wrote over the 42%. 100%.
Right. And the guy took that personally?
And tweeted it. Here's the problem. There's a deeper layer to it. And somebody hit me to this on Twitter after he responded. Let me find the exact response.
Yeah, look. Hockey nerd drama.
It was hockey nerd drama at like the highest level last night. I was surprised by it. Let me see the exact interaction.
Can't
that
believe
I had
the guy.
With this
I
guy.
Mean, you guys, you dropped his site a million times for free.
Literally a million times.
And is he a local guy?
I don't know if he's
probably not a local guy.
I don't know if he's local.
Yeah, he didn't get it.
So his response to my tweet was, "Congratulations to the Caps." The luckiest, worst playoff team ever.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that was...
That's definitely a slight.
He definitely took that personally.
It's definitely a slight. But then somebody tweeted
but
this.
But that's not a shot at you.
Not a shot at me.
Yeah.
I just found it like to be a weird response. You know, like people are celebrating. Nobody's saying the Caps are going to win the Stanley Cup. People are just happy that the Caps are qualified
my
for the playoffs.
I did notice that.
That's a nice flex. I didn't bring my ring in, but I do like flex.
You should have tweeted him back the ring.
I should.
Hey, do it right now. Take a picture of Eric's ring and
I think
tweet him right now.
I'll add that to the thread.
Maybe I'll wear it tomorrow.
Oh, so anyway, somebody later told me that he has some sort of vendetta towards Ovi because he feels like Ovi's too close to Putin, whatever. So like when you click on Ovi's like bio on that site, which I'll never ever name again.
He's definitely close to Putin.
Not ever. Like every other player, it goes to their stats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you click on Ovi's name, it goes to like an article about his Putin ties. Mm. So he clearly has an axe to grind.
He has an agenda.
He has an agenda. So anyway, that's just a weird subplot. Won't even mention that ever again. But let's get back. Play that music again.
Play it again,
Valdez.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is time to celebrate.
Did you tell the guy to F off or anything?
I keep it classy.
You never said anything else?
I did. I said kind of weird response. And then I just listed, you know, that Ovi caught fire. Chucky Lindgren put the team on his back to carry them to the playoffs.
Right.
And I just left it at that.
Yeah.
I'll never have to interact with that person ever again.
Maybe he's based in New York.
I don't know. I honestly don't care.
He's a crazy person.
He's an insane person.
We'll never drop that website again.
Never ever again.
It's one of the more, you know, I don't follow the NHL year to year besides the Caps, but I was talking to Alan May yesterday. He said, before the game, he said he's never seen anything like this where four teams on the last day, essentially the last day or the last game, had a shot at one wild card spot.
Right.
And then he said it was one of the more wild seasons because of Washington's goal differential. I don't know when the last time a team got in the playoffs at minus 37.
1994 was the
94.
I think it was the San Jose Sharks.
Wow, that's going back quite a ways.
So you got 30 years of teams probably getting into the playoffs with a positive goal differential, but this year you had two.
But just all the adversity the team went through, they traded pieces at the deadline. The high price goalie that they expected to carry them was nailed to the bench for the last month and a half of the season as Chucky Lindgren solidified his stranglehold on the job. Ovi caught fire when it looked like he was going to score 15 goals if he was lucky. Scores again last night, by the way, to lead off the scoring for the Capitals.
No backy.
Yeah, no backy.
No backy.
Kuzi's gone.
Kuzi gone. Backy. Oshie was hurt some of the year.
Oshie in and out of the lineup.
I mean, Wilson's six-game suspension.
I mean, there's just a million things going against them.
How many different rookies did they call up or young guys?
They had to lean on a lot of those guys. And that was a seismic shift for the team because Laviolette, his whole thing was, relies on the vets. Rookies don't play. And it honestly stifled the growth of a guy like Connor McMichael. Mm-hmm. Saw what he did this year. He wasn't able to do that while Laviolette was here.
I told you multiple times during the season, what are you all worried about? They're not going to go to the playoffs. Just relax. I mean, I was wrong.
Right.
I kept saying, they're not going to go to the playoffs.
Why are you getting
so excited? It's fine.
Doesn't it feel so good that, like, just over-delivered on a season where they told you that expectations are going to be low?
You know what's weird about it? Really weird about it? The last two games, maybe it's just me. I wasn't even that anxious. I mean, I was watching it and I was very involved, but I felt very weirdly confident.
You weren't puckered like previous years when you had the weight. You had the weight of expectations on the team.
Like midway through the third period last night.
I was
into the game, but at one point I stopped myself and I said, my expectations should not be high for this team. Like, just qualifying for the playoffs is the win.
Correct.
If they get in,
and then we just see what happens.
We're full blown free rolling right now.
You had house money.
Free roll ever.
House money syndrome.
Now the only issue is it's a brand new season, right? And that's amazing. But they're not any younger and faster. They're still going to have problems with the fast
scoring.
With scoring.
And they haven't scored 4-1 or get swept by the Rangers.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah.
I'm just happy that they're there.
I'm just happy that there are more games to talk about.
Yeah, maybe their style, like the last couple games, their style was low scoring wins, blocking shots, good goalie play.
Yep.
Maybe that works in the playoffs.
Carberry helped lead them to 20 one-goal wins this season. 20 of them.
He did a remarkable job.
That is so much pressure. I'll tell you this.
I mean, you know, we've had Alan May on the show for over a decade, right? Probably even longer than that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen him so giddy. I mean, obviously when he won Stanley Cup. But, I mean, last night, he was downright giddy after the game.
Yeah, post-game, I think Alexa Lanistoy said that he was almost in tears.
Dude, he was so
happy. For making the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, he loves it so much. He was so happy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was happy, of course. I was, and I'll tell you what, I was stunned at the number of tweets I got from people saying, please, one less segment of quarterback talk. People were so lamenting all the skin. Like, they're just over it. They want something fun, something different.
Yeah, it's draft
something
fatigue.
Different to cool. talk about. Yeah.
Well, you got but it
it's,
today.
It's postseason success, which no teams have had around here of late.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great for the Caps to be back after missing the playoffs last year.
Yeah, you went through it yesterday. Not only have the professional teams been terrible,
hello,
here,
JP,
but the college basketball teams were terrible.
The Capitals on FanDuel 180-1 to win the Stanley Cup. The Rangers are 8-1.
Well, oh, by the way,
huge underdog.
Which,
wouldn't that be awesome if they could take out Coach Lav?
That'd be fantastic. I mean that would make my decade if that happened.
Yeah.
On a side note, very happy you lost all of your bonus bet money. By betting on the Flyers. Love that. Love to hear that.
I did.
That is a cherry on top.
100
for your guy.
100 on the Bruins, loser. 200 on the Flyers, loser. But you know what? It was worth it.
It was exactly.
It was
and
worth
it was
it.
No money out of your pocket. It was just bonus money.
It was bonus money.
And
but,
bonus
you know,
money.
People at FanDuel are great to me. But, yeah, I was like I told you yesterday, I hope I lose. I told Alan May, I hope I lose.
Right.
And he laughed.
I was hoping you were going to lose, too.
And I'm glad I lost.
Do you think the biggest reason this team went from 2% playoff chance to making the playoffs, it's as simple as Ovi got hot?
Well, it's
no,
Ovi
it's
got
Lindgren.
Hot and Lindgren.
I'd say it's Lindgren more than Ovi got hot. Don't you think? I mean, Lindgren was playing every game playing like that.
Yeah.
I mean, Ovi was scoring every once in a while.
I think I heard that Lindgren.
It helped.
I think he started like 25 of the last 29 games. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often does that happen?
Carves just knew. He knew he couldn't just. If he was going to get to where he wanted to go, he had to rely on Chucky.
Doesn't that happen on many teams that have stud goaltenders?
But they play every
they
single
play
game?
The majority of the games?
Maybe down the stretch?
Down the stretch, I think.
No, they'll play the majority, but the backup will play, I don't know, 25 games?
I don't know. I'll look at Tampa, for example.
20 to 25 games.
Yeah.
Cakes, you know what the Caps have heading into the playoffs? Hot goalie.
Hot goalie. They do have a hot goalie.
Hot goalie.
They do have that.
Right, is a
which,
big...
Keeps you in a lot of games.
Hot goalie.
You got a hot goalie. Chucky. Chucky's my guy. I may have to get a Chucky jersey. That might be.
His contract situation?
He has 1 year left on a 3-year, $3.3 million deal.
All right, so he'll be back at least next year.
Oh, it's a lock he'll be back.
Okay.
I mean, BMAC could even start working on an extension to keep him in the fold.
Well, you never know. These goalies are mercurial the way they're hot 1 year and then just the cold next year. I mean, Kemper just won a cup.
Glad that Chucky is hot right now.
Hope he
as
was
we
our,
speak.
Was our guy and then moved on and now he's out of the league.
I know. Retired.
I mean, it's crazy.
I know.
It happens fast, man. Ride the wave while you can, and it is exciting time, and it's totally like a bonus.
By the way, the real chef's kiss to last night's win was the fact that Torts pulled his goalie, even though Detroit scored, and the end result really didn't matter for him. Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie to win in regulation, because with Detroit winning or gaining a point, the Flyers were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't have to pull the goalie, and TJ Oshie scores in an empty net. Love that. That's fantastic.
And I guess there's a little bit of controversy because that he did it and didn't know, but he didn't know the result of the Detroit game, which it already eliminated him.
Right, but that's on him because I believe that there was like a minute and a half like gap between when Detroit scored
and when he pulled the goalie.
But in the moment, he didn't know, and he thought they needed a regulation win.
That's fine, but like if he were tech savvy and had somebody in his ear saying, Detroit just scored. We are eliminated. No need to pull
the
goalie.
But you know what? You might not want to know that.
Why does he care, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He couldn't care less about Detroit's fan base.
I mean, I know he wants to win the game. He's a coach. But
no, I mean, I think his whole mindset and his defense is, I got to go out there and we got to win.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I should send him a gift basket. I'm incredibly happy that he pulled his goalie.
You know what? Does he have a charity? Does he have a charity? That's what all fan bases do all the time.
Yeah,
is they donate to the person's charity that hooks them.
I'll send his favorite charity $25 today.
I like the idea
more than happy
of
to
a
do
fruit
that.
Basket. Send it to him.
Right.
I like that idea, actually.
Yes, I loved seeing TJ Oshie screaming down the ice and just potting empty netter.
I tweeted about it. He was phenomenal last night. He's always this way, but
yeah.
He's just in every mix. He gets his stick on everything. He pokes everything out. He makes big goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's still quick as hell. I know there's a rumor that, you know, this may be his last season.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a shame. He's still got a lot of life left in his game.
That was a just total gutty win by the Caps on no rest. And
Carb said
it in the post game. He's like, we were gassed. You could tell we were gassed. And if you watch that game, like, there were times where they were struggling to clear the puck out of their defensive zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Flyers were putting immense forecheck pressure on the Caps, and you could tell the Caps were just,
well,
they were just flailing.
You could also tell, as Locker said during the final period, that every Cap was giving it his all in every shift.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it.
The intensity was there.
Also, Caps, I think, got majorly hooked early when the puck goes off of Chucky. And then
that
goes
was
like
weird one.
15 feet in the air.
Whistle blows.
And then he clenches up like he's got it. And the refs are like, okay, he's protecting the puck. We're going to blow the play dead. And then the puck just bounces off him into the back of the net.
I can't remember what the referee called there.
The referee basically said it wasn't like a continuous motion of the shot, I think, was the explanation.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Philly got, if that would have happened to the Caps, we would have been pissed.
But I'm pointing back here. This part of my body was clenching pretty hard when the refs looked like they were conspiring against the Caps. We're going to call the goal.
They should have been up.
You know who is happiest that the Caps make the playoffs?
Happiest. Hold on. Can I get a hint?
Sure. This person has been mentioned on the show as a possible scapegoat for the Caps missing the playoffs.
The happiest person.
You? Cakes for being a jinx?
It might be me.
No, Lauren Oshie.
Lauren Oshie.
With her playoff jackets that were pre-made
right.
3 weeks before the season ended.
They can go back to that page if it's still active on her browser and hit submit.
Has she ever
they can
shown
wear playoff jackets?
Did they actually make them?
I've seen the renderings. I don't know. I don't know if she's ever modeled them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in fact, tweeting asking for playoff jackets when your position is not secured.
Yeah.
When it's in doubt.
And I am also off the hook because one John DePompa, super Caps fan, super P1 of the show, claimed me to be a Capitals jinx because I sent out a pre-playoff selfie. Not a jinx.
You are off the hook. Although there, yes. I have a lot of questions regarding your procedure moving forward.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, does your Scotty's cocktail change from game to game, or did you have the same?
I think I have to keep it the same now. I think the Scotty's cocktail of note, and if you guys want to make this at home, you can certainly do it. One, Scotty's vodka, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Proud sponsor of the show. We love ourselves some Scotty's vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Add that, add a healthy dose of ice, crushed if you can, cubed is acceptable. A 12-ounce Topo Chico blueberry with hibiscus flavor and one lemon wedge. Throw it in a mixer. Act like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. Shake it up and pour it into a glass. And there you have your Scotty's vodka cocktail of the night. Maybe I think I have to keep doing that.
So it's beer plus vodka?
That drink and two beers. That's going to be...
No, but I'm saying the vodka... The beer. Topo Chico's a beer, right?
No, Topo Chico's is flavored water.
Yeah, oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Another question.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that's weird.
So I think you still keep this routine, but if they lose game one to the Rangers, maybe you change the...
Change the order?
No, change the cocktail.
Okay. I can do that. Keep Scotty's vodka, the concept, but I'll switch up the mixer. I'll get a Topo Chico like variety pack.
There you go.
That's what I'll do. That'll be the move. And a lime or two. Just switch up the garnish.
I thought about bringing in some Scotties and some mixers for a celebration.
Oh, yeah.
I was too tired.
Better too lazy.
Because like that extra drink, I could feel it right there in the back of my brain right now.
Can. It's still there.
Well, I'm old and I shouldn't be having three drinks before bed. Two drinks is
well. I can tell you this: if they beat the Rangers, which is, you know, long shot, but if they beat the Rangers, big time celebration.
Who do we need to hate? One. We need to hate Artemi Panarin.
Yeah, the bread man, Artemi Panarin, him.
Kreider.
Yeah, probably their goalie, too. Is it Igor Shesterkin?
Shesterkin.
Yeah, I have a hard time pronouncing his name. Yeah, and let's... I love the guy. I used to love the guy. We can hate Coach Laviolette.
I still like him.
I like him, too, but right now, as the opponent, I'm forced to not like him.
Right.
Well, we don't like we don't like Eric Gustafson. We don't like Jimmy Vesey. We don't like Jacob Trouba or Trouba.
Yep. Screw all those guys.
We don't like Adam Fox. We don't like any of those guys.
They have a guy named Capo Caco.
Okay. I don't like him either.
We don't like him.
I need to see the schedule in front of me. I need to see when game one is.
It's going
to
be Saturday or Sunday. I need to see still that. Up in the air.
All right, phone lines are open if you want to chime in. We're riding the Caps high. 800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us. Thompson Creek Windows text machine is open. 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us on X at Junks Radio. Our pal Chris Russell's going to join us at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, GM of the Nats at 9. And Brian Dozier, former Nats player. They are celebrating 5 years since they won the World Series. It's alumni weekend for the Washington Nationals. So we will talk to Brian Dozier at 9:45. But the phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. Caps are in the playoffs. Do you think they can make a run? What are your expectations? We'll take your calls next here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Wow. What a moment. And you guys, I'm so proud of this group. This group was counted out months ago. They won't be able to achieve this. No, that's it. They're done. No, they're not going to be able to make it to the playoffs and be a playoff team. And what this team and the character inside this room, what it continued to do day after day after day, A, came to work, put their hard hats on, whether it was practice, whether it was film, but B, showed up every night on the road out west. We'd have a tough night. The next night we would fight and respond and find a way to win hockey games, no matter what anybody outside this room said. I'm so proud of this group. Congratulations.
Coach Carberry, a lot of people saying should be in the running for Coach of the Year.
Hell yeah.
I mean, he should certainly get consideration. I mean, I don't know if he'll ultimately win it. I mean, we had Tarik El-Bashir on 2 weeks ago who said exactly that. He said if the Caps make the playoffs, that Spencer Carberry should be the Coach of the Year.
I saw John Buccigross on the Altcast a couple games ago, and he said he definitely should be considered for Coach of the Year. However, his caveat was, you probably could say that for every coach of every playoff team. Right. There's a story to tell for each of them.
Yep.
Yeah, but how many of them were sellers at the deadline and no one thought they were going there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
And how many of those teams struggled to score goals? Was using a backup goalie for most of the year? Minus 37 goal differential. That's a big number.
Another satisfying byproduct are the tears from opposing fan bases, especially Detroit, who are just uber salty that the Caps somehow made it with their negative 37 goal differential. And there's a lot of smack talk about how the Caps are going to get punished in the first round by the Rangers. But that's fine. They're there. They made the dance. They have the wild card 2 spot, and you do not. Thank you very much.
Think about how
very satisfying.
How crazy the end result was last night, where a coach pulls his goalie with 3 minutes left in a tie, 1-1.
Right.
Because they have to win in regulation to get to the playoffs. I mean, it's kind of nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Did Carbs know that? You think that he was knew that if he hung in there that they would pull the goalie?
I'm sure he did.
I'm sure he did.
I would assume.
They were talking about it on the broadcast.
I mean, he knew he had.
They were saying they thought
the scenario.
They were saying they thought he might do it at 5 minutes.
Yeah, I heard actually. Like Locker saying it might have been even before that.
Mm.
I was shocked. It took Torts that long to pull the goalie.
And I don't know about you, but typically I pucker a little bit when they pull the goalie. You know,
sure.
But last night I was pretty darn comfortable. I don't know. It was weird. I had a weird confidence these last 2 days, just based on the way the game was playing out. The guys were playing well. I wasn't super confident going into the game, but as the game was playing out, it was, I don't know, weirdly confident.
He's hit on a formula because he knows his team can't score. It's locked down defensively and rely on Chucky and score 2, maybe 3 goals and eke out and just grind out wins.
Uh-huh.
That's what he has to do.
Caps fared pretty well against the Rangers in the regular season. I think they played him 4 times, and I believe it was a split.
I like the sound of that.
Well, the last two were in January. They played on January 13th and January 14th.
Yeah.
Lindgren was in goal for both of those.
They split
won 3-2 at home, and then they lost in New York 2-1. Before that, they got waxed by New York 5-1, but I'm going to toss that out. That was Darcy Kemper.
Mm. All right.
It feels good to eliminate the Flyers. That's one.
The Pens.
The Penguins. And the Red Wings in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
Just ushered them all aside. Said, all of you guys can go schedule your tee times. And I know that's kind of douchey of me to say, but trust me, we've all gotten sent the gif of Ovi with the golf bag over his head before he won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So now I feel emboldened enough to say that to other fan bases.
Mm.
Now the Caps have actually got some hardware. And they got that stand years back.
What is the makeup of, like, I'm sure none of us really have a good breakdown of the Rangers. Like,
I'm honestly not even thinking about the Rangers yet.
All right.
I'm
just trying to think how, you know, what kind of challenge that we have.
I know they score a lot. I mean, I think they had 114 points to close the regular season.
Uh-huh.
Panarin had 49 goals.
I don't think I like that guy.
We don't like any of those guys.
I still have a soft spot for Labs. I'm sorry. I can't just conjure up this fake.
Looks like they're seventh in the league in goals per game. Let me look at their shooting percentage. Shooting percentage, the best team in the league is Vancouver, 12%. The Rangers, top 10. I have to look at the goaltending stats.
So the four matchups.
Goaltending stats, they're good too. 2.76 allowed, which is top 6 or so. Washington's about middle of the pack, so they're good. I mean,
so the four matchups, good. It looks like the home team won every game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to double check, but it looks like they played the Rangers in December with Lindgren in the goal, shutout win at home, 4-0.
Good.
Then they had the game with Kemper in New York, lost that one 5-1. Played twice, back-to-back nights in January. They won at home 3-2 with Lindgren in the goal. Lost the next night in New York 2-1 with Lindgren in the goal.
So Chucky's 2-1 against them.
2-1 against them. And hey, he's only given up in 3 games. You're talking about the goal scoring.
Yeah.
2 goals in 3 games.
Look, they're a huge underdog, but they got a shot. It's playoff hockey.
Oh, yeah. Anything can happen
in playoff hockey.
It totally changes. Just as long as they're not playing a super, super fast team.
3 goals in 3 games, sorry.
That's what seems to really kill them. That seems to be their biggest Achilles heel. But
they definitely got the Lavi bump. That's been his reputation throughout his career as a head coach. They set franchise records with 55 wins and 114 points. So whatever he brought to the Rangers, it worked because they're the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, you know, I know the fan base here kind of soured on Laviolette after 3 seasons. I'm sure they're loving him in New York at this point.
Right. But and like you said, the Caps did get 2 huge breaks last night. One was in the first period when the puck ricocheted off of Lindgren went, yeah, went 20 feet in the air and yeah, then landed behind him and went in.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
That was nuts. And then, of course, with Tortorella pulling the goalie.
Right.
With 3 minutes left.
Fantastic.
So two huge breaks there.
What's the history of 8 seeds in the NHL playoffs?
I know, like, when the Kings won the Cup, they were an 8 seed. I can't remember what year that was. I want to say it was like 7 or 8 years ago.
I was going to say, it was more than 5, less than 10.
Yeah. But other than them, I don't know how many 8 seeds have won the Stanley Cup.
I see that the Florida Panthers, not when they won the Cup, did knock off the Bruins in the first round. So it happens.
Yeah.
Well, didn't it happen last year?
Here it is. 5, I guess it's been at least 6 number 8 seeds have made it all the way at least to the conference final since 2000.
So that's encouraging. Weren't the Bruins a 1 seed last year and lost in the first round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that happened.
I don't know. I don't know how similar the Rangers are to the Capitals in terms of, remember the Capitals, I believe they won the President's Trophy. Mm-hmm. High scoring offense,
yep,
and they lost to the Canadiens in a kind of a stunner series. I mean, that was probably 10 years ago.
That was, I think, that might have been 2009.
Yep.
That was more than 10 years
ago.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's going way back. 2009,
2010 season.
But kind of similar parallels, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High flying offense. Canadiens had a hot goalie and kind of mucked it up in front of the net.
Mm.
Might be the same kind of strategies that Capitals need to have.
Yeah. So it's definitely possible. But, man, what a huge win last night.
Huge win.
I'm surprised we haven't got any calls from Caps fans that want to
kind of
celebrate.
Yeah, Caps fans, where are you?
I really am surprised.
Maybe they ought a few extra drinks celebrating.
Where are you, people?
Celebrating the playoff berth.
Where are all the people?
I got so many tweets last night about saying, thank God we could spend one less segment on the Skins quarterback situation.
We were not going to talk about the Topgolf get-together?
I actually thought that was pretty interesting. That's a unique way of doing it.
Got all the quarterbacks together.
Was it
with
all the quarterbacks, or was it like 30 guys?
30 guys.
Yeah, 30 guys.
Yeah, it was a big gathering.
There's got to be some pictures there.
That's a big bill coming your way at Topgolf.
Unless they rented out the whole joint and shut it down.
They might have just rented out like 8 or 10, you know, bays.
Yeah, but there had to be some guys as a bays over and seeing all those guys and they get their phones out.
Maybe they didn't rent out the whole spot.
Can somebody send me a pic of Drake May hitting bombs?
They have two levels, so yeah. I don't think they would have. You think they would the whole thing.
Right. So I'm saying there should have been people seeing these guys walking around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking out.
Well, of course.
Rent a little party area. That's what we did for Drab's 40th birthday.
Understood. That's why I want some pictures. I'm surprised I didn't get any.
You need some vids. Maybe it was closed out to the public. That could be.
That's my guess.
It's not a bad soul read.
I mean, do they really want the general public just gawking these guys?
Probably not. Probably want to keep them at bay.
Yeah,
so
but you probably only know the 4 quarterbacks.
Well,
you're not
going to
know the big offensive linemen.
You're right, but that's enough. You see Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Caleb Williams. Was Caleb there? They didn't invite him.
No, I don't think Caleb's on the invite list.
Penix is the one kind of outside the group of 3 that was invited. I saw Penix at the airport, and I saw Jaden Daniels at the airport.
All right. I want to see some pictures of them at
Maybe
Top
they'll come
golf.
Streaming in.
Yeah.
All right, it's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored his 31st goal this season in the first period to help propel the Caps to a 2-1 win over the Flyers, clinching a playoff berth in a win-and-get-in scenario. Ovi now has 853 career goals. This is his 18th 30-goal season in his career.
And on to the right board, and now out to center for Protas. 2 minutes to go here in the first period. No goals yet. Back along the near side for Oshie. He rang the post 15 seconds in, and a puck in front, they score! It's sent in for the right side, and it's Alex Ovechkin with 1:52 left in the first period. It's 1-0 Washington, and it looked like a feed from Dylan McIlrath that set it up along the left post.
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We'll be right back.
So we mentioned the Topgolf excursion by the Commanders prospects.
Mm-hmm.
They get together not only the quarterbacks, and the quarterbacks included Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix. Also, all the rest of the prospects that they're looking at. I've seen reports between 20 and 30 guys We're at Topgolf, and apparently this is something that Adam Peters brought over from his days in San Francisco with the thought that they want to see how the guys interact with their peers. Mm-hmm. Also, it's not just Adam Peters there. Dan Quinn was there and the owner, Josh Harris. Mm-hmm. And apparently they did 20-minute interviews with each of the guys.
At Topgolf.
Not no, sure if it was at Topgolf.
Yeah, there's no way they were doing that at Topgolf.
I'm guessing that the interview portion probably at Commander's Park. Yeah. Right. I would assume.
I'm just asking questions.
Then they went over and had a good time.
I mean, maybe
I'm
reading this from wings at Topgolf. Who knows?
Brian Manning on Commander's Wire
just
said the plan was for each player to go through 20-minute interviews with the coaching staff, management, and owner Josh Harris.
Right.
According to Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network. I was listening to Grant and Danny driving around yesterday. Danny upset that Josh Harris is in the mix. Does it irk you that the owner, or does it worry you that the owner is in on these meetings?
I heard Grant and Danny when Danny was talking about it. It doesn't really concern me that much. Now it does.
Dan Snyder?
No, it would concern me, and I side with Danny on this. It would concern me if Josh Harris is there and then
makes the pick,
and then during the draft he goes and bum rushes Adam Peters and says, "Oh, you want to take Drake May? No, we're not doing that. We're taking JJ McCarthy because right. That's my guy." Like if that starts happening, then
was JJ at the Topgolf? Did they say?
I think so.
I think he was invited.
But for him being in the room and observing what's happening, and I think like during the combine, the story was that Adam Peters kind of looped in Josh Harris. Was like, "Hey, come sit in on the meeting." And Harris like, "Okay, I'll do that. It's Josh Harris. I'll sit in and I'll listen. I like processes and I can do that."
It's pretty good, Harris.
That's my Josh Harris.
I think it's pretty good. I don't have a problem with it. I think he's just kind of learning the NFL, learning the dynamics. And I don't have a problem with him chiming in on, say, the personality characteristics of a guy. You know, I don't really want him breaking down game tape.
No.
But I don't think he would. But I think if he said, "Hey, man, I got a little vibe here about this," I think he's probably a pretty good people reader.
Definitely.
Being as successful as he is, I have no problem with it. The example I give, and I've given it oftentimes, is my good friend who got into the golf industry, came from the finance world.
Right.
Knew nothing about the golf industry.
Yeah.
What did he do? He went over and he started volunteering at golf courses and he started mowing greens.
Mm-hmm.
He started, raking traps. He started working in the pro shop. Just like when Brett took over Sup Dogs. What'd he do? He got in there, learned the whole business from start to finish.
Yeah.
That's what you got
to
do.
Sure.
It's a new business.
Look,
he's a professional sports owner, but he hasn't been in the NFL. He wants to see how the process works. And if he wants to chime in on a personality or a trait or some guy, I have no problem with it.
EB, you say you're a great people reader.
Elite.
So let's say you're just focusing on the four quarterbacks that are at Topgolf.
Yeah.
Would somebody having a doo-doo swing bother you?
I pondered this. No, I've thought about this because, I've seen Allen Iverson swing a baseball bat. He's one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah.
And it was horrific. But then, have you seen golf? I've seen golfers, seen like Ovi. Like, Ovi doesn't really know. And Ovi's a hockey player. Most hockey guys have great
hand
golf swings. And then you think about it.
Ovi has a hole-in-one, too.
Yeah. Ovi is, one of the greatest of all time. Most of the great quarterbacks are pretty good golfers because they're great athletes. Most of them. No, they really are.
They usually
have Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady's pretty good. Josh Allen's very, very good.
What about this new wave?
Mahomes was in like the match or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The new wave of quarterbacks, though. You think Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr.,
May is a good
JJ
golfer.
McCarthy, Drake May, they're all golfers?
May definitely is a golfer, 100%.
Yeah, I believe
In fact, May was playing at RTJ with Sam Howell the day Sam Howell was traded.
Yes, I did hear
Sam
that.
Howell finishes
round? I don't doubt that for a second.
No, I'm sorry. No, it wasn't. Was it RTJ?
Doesn't matter where they were. They were playing together
sure. I'm sorry. I don't think it was up here.
I think
here.
They were playing like down by
Augusta. You know what? It was Augusta. I think it was Augusta.
I think that is right.
It was
Augusta. I heard you say that.
would
kinda,
so let's let,
I kind of would rather them be good golfers. To would, be you, with you. Now, the downside,
would you judge
you
them
playing too much golf?
Right,
but
not too
it
much.
Shows elite athleticism.
Would you judge them on
the hardest game in the world
on like drinking beers and that sort of thing?
What?
Sure, of course.
Well, hold on, slow down.
They're at Top Golf. They're hanging with 25. Let's just use the number 25 because I've seen 20 and 30. So they're hanging with 25 prospects.
I probably would judge them
yes.
if they're ordering beers.
I don't want them going crazy.
Like if they have not necessarily crazy, but what if they just have one?
I mean, like a social, like a social setting?
A social beer,
listen,
Top Golf is acceptable.
You do you. Everyone has their own boundaries. But I think in an interview situation, it's essentially an interview. You probably don't want to open up that Pandora's box. I know when I start getting the cocktails in me, I start
but
feeling
I'm
good.
But I'm going to guess it.
I mean,
they're
college
don't want
kids.
That in an interview.
Like
the
college
Commanders
kids, of course
are hosting
they're
gonna
have
it. They're going to have an open bar there, I'm assuming, for the prospects. It's
they
probably
might.
It's probably a little bit of a test. Like, hey, who's yeah. having 9 gin and tonics? Or
right.
who's having
that's Josh,
one
that's
beer?
Josh Harris.
Right. I wouldn't go, like, I would advise my son, if he was in that situation, or my daughter, I would say, just, hey, if they have an open bar, maybe stay away. Not that my kids are bad, but just don't even open that. Like, just show that you don't need to drink.
You got some restraint?
Yeah, just show you have restraint, and it's not a big deal to you.
I would think most people comport themselves in the appropriate way.
But why risk it? It's the most important interview of your life.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just wondering.
Why risk it?
What are they looking for in terms of interactions? Like, I can't see anybody coming in there and being a complete jackass.
No.
And you being like, we don't want this guy on our team.
No, but you might see some kid is just too shy. Like, he's not even comfortable.
Well, they're getting a preview of how they're going to interact
yeah.
with,
yeah.
Their
with their peers.
You see some guys like, a loner.
Yeah, you know what I you know what I would like
a
to
red
see.
Flag.
I would like to see like Penix and May all of a sudden doing like the hot shot target golf thing, and someone getting overly competitive
right,
about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see,
like, if all of a sudden
instincts.
I see Penix like challenging everyone to something.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good quality to have at a quarterback.
Penix has right. got to find the lefty clubs
yeah,
at Top Golf.
Yeah,
those are hard to find.
He's probably struggling to find some.
Well, that would also be a good test. Let me see him swing righty. How yeah. good is he?
Or
how
you know what? If Drake May's trying to teach Jaden Daniels how to swing
Nicholson.
A club, that's a good quality to have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't articulate
fine.
My elite people reading skills. you have it or you don't. You don't have it. I know for a fact. You introduced me to a couple people, donks. One in particular, it was the donk in my life for years. Back in college. I'll tell you during the break.
Oh, now I don't know who this person
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you already know. We've debated it and joked about it.
What's the first name?
And I don't want to say it.
Do I
so
know?
He introduced
yes.
you to a mega donk.
Yeah, a donk.
Hmm. Okay.
People reading skills are not, you, my people reading skills literally
oh,
elite.
You're talking about the guy that went to Roosevelt with
yes.
us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My well, I didn't even know him that well. We were just looking for a roommate.
I wasn't looking for any roommate.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about.
I wasn't
looking for any roommate. Right? I mean, I wasn't looking for a criminal.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Now I know who you're talking about.
Anyway, I know exactly
listen,
who we're talking about.
I'm just teasing him. But my
he was fun to hang out with, though.
My people reading yeah. skills are elite.
Not when you have to bail that person out of jail.
The first night you meet him.
Yeah. And I did. I was yeah. on the ride to do that. I remember it distinctly.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. They should have had me over at Top Golf. I could have just sat back there quiet.
Yeah, in the corner.
Reading consultant.
In the corner with like a legal pad,
yeah.
taking notes.
I would have been
about
right
what,
up here.
Oh.
I mean,
would you want a guy, so the quarterbacks, especially these top quarterbacks, to a certain extent, they should have a certain level of arrogance, confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want somebody coming in with a lot of like
bravado
and swag that like I'm better than you?
You mean like
pick the quarterback like Jaden Daniels just
you mean like
has like a he's got like a vibe that
you can't
he's
be
just,
abrasive. No, you can't have an abrasive.
No, I'm gonna guess most of those guys just approach it as they were cool with each other, just
right.
a cool
especially
hang
in a social
at Top Golf
setting.
Now, it's not a stuffy dinner like at a high end restaurant. It's Top Golf with beers and wings and jalapeno poppers.
Right.
Like it's not that
they you just
not
want,
that
they just
serious.
Want to have fun. You just want the kids
right.
to have fun.
Right. Now you do want a leader. So you know I don't know how like you know I don't know how you necessarily would see that at Top Golf. But you don't want a guy challenging everybody at friggin' you know everything at Top Golf. You want a guy that's can gets along with everyone.
All right, we will be talking more Caps throughout. The show, Caps, of course, advance to the playoffs. They'll take on the New York Rangers. Also, Chris Russell, host on the Team 980 from 1 to 4 p.m. He'll join us at 8 a.m. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9, and Brian Dozier as they celebrate the five-year anniversary. It's the Nats Alumni Weekend. He will join us at 9:45. That's all right here on the Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.